This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and we're traveling south today for our Community College Challenge to walk the halls of Valencia College in Florida. Our fourth school is one of the largest in the United States. It lies surrounded by Orlando's entertainment and tourism centers. Among its 60,000 students are Lucio, Waldo, Andrea, and Sean. But first, the man at the top, Valencia Community College President Dr. Sandy Shugart.
Fall is here. Shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
It's the best job in the world. I get to be with amazing students and amazing faculty and staff every day and see lives transformed. No day feels like a working day to me. Of Valencia's nearly 60,000 students, about 8% are what we would call developmental. And very often we discover students who are brilliant but have had terrible academic experiences in their past. Or maybe they're a late bloomer. But when you put them in a stimulating environment where somebody else believes in their potential, a huge number of them respond and outperform even their own expectations.
When I came to Valencia College, I just hoped for a better opportunity. Matter of fact, when I graduated from high school, I didn't see any hope because I know it was going to be tough financially to pay for my classes. So I didn't know whether or not I wanted to attend Valencia or any college at all until I got the Bridges Scholarship, which really motivated me to, you know, come here and, you know, do the best for myself.
Being first in the family is definitely a little bit of a pressure since it's a lot of people going and looking up to you and trying to see greatness in you. So it's definitely been a big thing, a big motivator for me that I'm being the first one in the family to go to college.
I actually went to college in 2005 and didn't finish. I was just very lost and getting in trouble and eventually realized that I was going down a path I didn't want to go down. So I actually came back to school as a promise to my family, my wife, and also myself to better myself and reach my full potential.
This is my street. I smile at the faces I've known all my life. They regard me with pride.
I'm going to be graduating with an AA in music performance. I was raised in a very artistic, musical family. I loved music all my life. It was a risk because I was very shy, but it's helped me come out of my shell, and now I just want to do it for the rest of my life.
The toughest thing about coming back to school is balancing four schedules. Married with a baby, I have a full-time job, full-time classes, and also president of the engineering club. It is a challenge.
I mean, you encounter so many people here. People twice your age. People who probably lived your life twice. You have people who have kids. You have people who have holding two jobs and going to school at the same time.
So a couple things. We're just going to go ahead and get started. So everybody should have about three handouts. The first one is the Valencia College and UCF pamphlet. This one's really important because in partnership with Valencia, we do have regional campuses.
Direct Connect at its core is a promise to students. It says if you graduate from Valencia, you're guaranteed admission to this very selective university. UCF is really the big player. You could walk over there with a tattered 1968 diploma from Valencia, and they guarantee to admit you.
What are some of the majors that we have that we're planning to go into?
IT,
accounting, psychology.
I have friends who go to the big universities, and they'll always tell me about, oh my gosh, you're missing out on the college life. But to me, I don't think I'm missing out on anything as long as I'm getting my education.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Higher education has had to diversify its product line, and community colleges are on the front line of that process. The four-year or two-year on-campus experiences are only two options. And by diversifying what it offers, Valencia Community College in Orlando, Florida, has some pretty impressive numbers. A 30% student transfer rate to a four-year college. 4 out of 5 go on to the selective University of Central Florida. Nearly half its students are Hispanic or African-American, and 41% receive federal Pell Grants. These retention numbers are clear evidence that Valencia is out of the business of simply printing degrees and has become, in the words of Valencia President Dr. Sanford Sandy Shugart, a driver of Central Florida's prosperity.
There was a time, I think, when community colleges were thought of as colleges of last chance, but the truth is we're colleges of choice now across the spectrum of students. For example, in the greater Orlando area, 2 out of 3 high school graduates who go to college anywhere come to Valencia. So we're sort of the dominant mode of access to higher education. And that means we have the whole spectrum of students, and that reinforces our deep sense of inclusivity for all students. I think that's a really important feature of who we are.
How are you not the sort of repair service for the public schools there in Florida who are sending to you people who can't read and whose math skills are non-existent?
Well, we do that, but it's not all that we do. So they represent about 4% of our student population. So it's easy for that issue to be the largest issue publicly about our institutions, but it's actually only one of our missions.
Can you recall an individual who moved from that 4% to being an outstanding graduate and then moved on to institutions that are selective and maybe even beyond?
Yes, so I'll tell you about Angel. Angel graduated from the gang life. He was a gangster as a middle teenager in Miami. And when Angel was arrested finally at age 16 for very serious crimes and sentenced to 25 years in prison, he went off to do hard time. But Angel decided he had to turn his life around. So he earned his GED in prison. When he was getting close to release on parole, because he was a model prisoner, he wrote letters to 8 colleges saying, "I'd really like an opportunity." And only one responded to him. It was Valencia. So he left prison, took a bus to Orlando, and walked to the Salvation Army and lived there for the next year and a half and enrolled at Valencia. And he eventually graduated with a 4.0 GPA. He's now at the University of Central Florida with a 4.0 GPA, an intern in a state senator's office. And I don't have any doubt that Angel will be a powerful and important leader in America sometime in the not-too-distant future.
How would I know a Valencia student if I was on your campus? What attributes do they have?
Well, you might not know them from the faculty at first glance. They're incredibly diverse, and they're always in small groups, and everybody's talking at once. It's a lively, exciting place to be.
Tell me about a program that you're really proud of, that you brag about when you're traveling around the country and the world.
We have one of the best film technology programs in the country, maybe the best. It was founded about 20 years ago, and it trains the technicians and craft workers who work in the film industry, not actors and producers and writers, so grips and electricians and camera operators.
Who gets more out of your relationship with the University of Central Florida, them or you?
I think it's very balanced. We're able to give our students a bridge to a future beyond the program that we offer. They get amazing students. We double their diversity, and it keeps them connected to a community at a time in their development when they might otherwise have cut themselves off.
Dr. Shugart, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Sanford Shugart is president of Valencia Community College in Orlando, Florida. How do schools in your community stack up? We've mapped over 1,000 community colleges across the country. Head over to thetakeaway.org/community college to interact with all our data. Did you go to a community college or teach at a community college? We'd love to hear your story. Just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, just like Marge did from St. Paul.
I taught at 3 community colleges in 1 4-year, and I will say the community colleges were by far the most rewarding. I loved the students. They were more open-minded than any at the university, and they appreciated being there.
Tell us your story. Just call 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.